Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Ravens lose to the Chiefs Sunday 37-20. Derrick Henry had 8 carries for 42 yards in the game. That's over 5 yards a carry. So should there be more Derrick Henry? Well, John Harbaugh yesterday was asked if it's about should they be running the ball more.
Yeah, I mean, we need more plays on offense. I mean, we've been in the 50 play range, you know. And that's the biggest thing. And you need more plays, you need more consistency. And definitely, I mean, running the ball is a big part of our plan in that game, and we didn't do it. You know, we just didn't do it. So part of it's the three series. We got into some drop back stuff there and got knocked off the field. And we had the 2 penalties that Bo's talking about, and the next thing you know, we throw a couple screens. We hit some screens, but we didn't execute on those screens. And next thing you know, there's a 3-and-out, more of a legitimate 3-and-out, and then you don't have an opportunity to run the ball like you want to, but. But yeah, running the ball with Derek, running the ball with Justice, that was good too, you know, and breaking some tendencies there with that. We like that too. So those are all things that have got to come together in a way that just
Monk didn't totally screw
cohesive
it
and you start building a little rhythm on offense. I mean, we've scored some points, but this game, I think, exposed us in terms of not doing a good job with some of those things.
He mentioned Justice Hill. Justice Hill did have a 71-yard touchdown run late in the game.
Monk doesn't get credit for that.
No. So should we see, let's get to the question at hand, Should there be more Derrick Henry?
Well, the last time these teams played, Derrick Henry carried the ball 27 times, which is his most as a Raven. He went 27 for 147 and a touchdown. Remember, the Ravens also used an extra offensive lineman 13 times in that game. And Pat Ricard was on the field for 29 rushing attempts. That's not even including pass attempts. They ran 29 times for 188 yards and 2 touchdowns with Ricard on the field. So, yeah, and now you've got no Lamar, and now you've got... I don't know who you trust in the pass game with Cooper Rush. So, yeah, I think you're going to see a ton of 8-man boxes, and they're going to have to try to out-muscle them. But
good luck.
Look, Derrick Henry, 8 carries in week 4. It's his fewest as a Raven. He had 12 the week before that. That's his third fewest total. He had 11 the week before that. That was his second fewest total. So, like, it was going to be in order, and it was going to happen, even if – you didn't have to worry about Ronnie Stanley, and you didn't have to worry about Lamar and all these other things. But, like, this might be so old school. Yeah. Like, he might literally tell Monk, don't put the headset on if you're not running the ball 35 times. I don't care how we get there. But that has to happen. I still wonder how effective it's going to be if Nope Boom's at left tackle, if Rosengarten still looks like this, if... it's the backup fullback and not the real fullback. I wonder that, you know, how effective it's going to be, because D'Amico Ryans is going to try to sell out to stop the run. But yeah, I think Derrick Henry's carrying the ball at least 25 times in this game.
It's just this run game lacks so much consistency. And if you look at success rate, and success rate is if you gain 40% of the remaining yards needed for a first down, 60% on second down, 100% on third and fourth down. The Ravens are 28th in rushing success rate when they run the ball, despite they average over 6 yards per carry. They're getting chunk runs. They got 19 rushes of 10 or more yards, but it's just, if you aren't breaking off a big run, it's either a negative or 1-2 yard run.
Here's the other thing, and Jason pointed out, about the line stinks. And the reason why they get any running lanes is because of Lamar Jackson. So that is now gone with Cooper Rush in the football game. Yeah, I think they're going to keep handing it off to Derrick Henry. I don't
just
know
to keep the clock moving.
Yeah. I don't know how much joy they're going to get out of it because this line doesn't move people.
And, I'm going to be all over Derrick Henry carries, and that's going to be it. Yeah. I'm not going to be on yards. I mean, unless I go under, I'm not going to be on a lot. Now, he could still break one or two.
Sure. Yeah. Chunk runs.
That can happen, and they've got to run the ball. He's saying what I started saying 2 weeks ago. They're not getting enough play. They literally, that's where we are. He's now, what I said facetiously, he's now saying with a straight face, they're third in the league in points scored, but they do it too quickly.
Mm-hmm.
They don't need enough plays. They don't chew enough clock. My horse bleep defense is on the field too much. Now, you won't say that part of it, but that's what's really going on. That's why Monk's being sort of excoriated, and he won't even bring up Zach Orr's name because he's playing word games. He's trying to twist the narrative. He's trying to twist facts. He's bending the truth and the true reality of what really sucks about his horrible football team. Because he knows he can't fix the defense. But could he make Monk in this offense even more efficient than they were? Like, that's the only chance he had. Like, that's the only card he has to play.
That's exactly it. For this week and probably next week against the Rams with no Lamar Jackson, your offense is significantly less explosive. So you're going to have to lean into being a ball control offense and pounding the rock. And you got to be a lot more effective on third downs to keep drives alive.
I think I saw this yesterday. So they've given up 133 points. In the first four games. I think that's more points than any Ravens team has ever given up in any four-game stretch in franchise history. So you can start yelling at Monk all
you want.
They're
third in the league in scoring, and they have a -2 scoring differential because they've allowed the most points.
Yes.
We went through it yesterday. The other five teams leading the league in scoring all have point differentials of +40 or above. They're -2.
It's embarrassing is what it is. Want to hear from the people. 410-583-1057. Your thoughts. No Lamar Jackson, possibly for the next 2 weeks. How do you feel about that? Can they fix this defense? Should we see more Derrick Henry? 410-583-1057. We hear from the people next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.